This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, May 6. Expect even more. Our reading comes from John chapter 20. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white, seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they've put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you've put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. Just a couple of weeks ago, we celebrated the resurrection of Jesus. For Christians, Christ's triumph over death and sin is the very best news. Jesus is risen. God's promises of forgiveness and new life for his people have been fulfilled. But the resurrection means more than an empty tomb. Mary saw that morning that the tomb was empty, and that was something she didn't expect. It was a shock to find that Jesus' body was gone, and she thought it had been taken somewhere else. Had it been stolen, or had someone just moved it? She wondered. Jesus' response to Mary indicates that she found more at the empty tomb than she had even imagined. Through her tears, Mary saw Jesus, risen and alive again. But she didn't realize it was him until he called her name. That's how it is for us too. He calls us, and we follow him and honor him as the one who has ascended to the Father. As important as the empty tomb is to the Christian faith, we don't simply linger at the tomb and wonder what has happened there. We listen to Jesus calling our name, inviting us into a new adventure that leads us to even more, to become witnesses for the risen and ascended Lord. You are invited to follow the risen Jesus. In what ways can you do that today? Pray with me. Risen Lord, dry our tears of fear and uncertainty. Let us hear you calling our name. Open our eyes to see you as Lord, and lead us into full life with our Heavenly Father. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.